Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week's topic is pursuing the dream. And yesterday, I stated that one of the many reasons people do not pursue their dreams is low self-esteem. We simply cannot see ourselves worthy of living out the desires of our heart. Another common reason is life circumstances. Something unexpected happens, and before you know it, you're way off course. My wife Evie attended Southeastern, the same college that our daughter Renee now attends. She went there for about 3.5 years until some guy came along and convinced her to drop out of school to get married. It's amazing what love can do to your sense of reason. So, Evie succumbed to his wishes and left college just one semester short of a degree. It was her full intention to go back and finish her degree after the wedding. But 1 year led to the next, and then Renee was born, and then she started a career in preschool management. And then 4 years later, Alex was born, and before you know it, Renee is living in the very same dorm Evie left 24 years ago. Obtaining a degree was not Evie's dream in life, but it was part of it. And even though she has enjoyed a very successful career in childcare, she's always felt as though her education was left undone. On a recent visit to Southeastern to see Renee, Evie got that old college feeling and decided to check into her college records and discovered that she was just 11 credits away from her degree. Is there something left undone in your life? Maybe a degree? Or just a level of career training? I spoke to a woman this week who, after retiring from a successful career, decided to go back and get her GED. And if she can do it, so can you. God placed that desire inside of you. And even though the world threw you a curveball, He'll make a way to go back and fulfill that dream. Evie is making arrangements to complete her degree now. It will not only increase her earning potential, it will satisfy that unmet desire to achieve her degree. Now, if I could just get my hands on the guy who talked her into dropping out of college to get married. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.